یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بمانگے دہل کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بمانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کو ای بھی ساحل نہیں بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh, and like every poem of our Sheikh, really is a not only one, but there are so many bayans, and one line is enough for our Islah. May Allah let us listen to the translation, the meaning of it properly, and may Allah bring it into our lives. The title of this poem: Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ah, what a pity on that heart that hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. To have the love of Allah Ta'ala, this is farz ain upon every person. And each one of us must see how much of love we have got of Allah Ta'ala. And love is such a thing that a person has got a longing for that thing. Whoever we have love for. One person told Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali that how can it be possible that which comes in the hadith that we are, when we are in namaz, then when we are in our businesses, then we must be, our heart must be in the masjid. While we are doing our business, then our heart must be in the masjid. One of the seven people who will get the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is that person whose heart is always with the masjid, can be at home in the masjid. So Maulana asked him that isn't it not only a possibility but a reality that when you are in the masjid, your heart is in your business. Mm-hmm. Your heart is at home. Isn't that a reality? He said, yeah. So then Hazrat said that what things, ghalba, what thing is more in your heart, then automatically you will remember that all the time. So as we are in the masjid, but our heart is in our office, is in our home, is in our business, like that we have to make an effort that when we are in the business, but our heart is in the masjid. We are at home, but the heart is in the masjid. And this, what Maulana was Mujaddid a Millat. How clearly he deduced it and showed it, that it's not only a possibility, but it's a reality. It is only where what is more, the love of what is more in our heart. So the love of Allah Ta'ala has to be in the heart of every person. And like we go, for example, in Jamaat also, we go on Safar, anything. But we continuously think of home again. And we count the days when we'll get back home again. So that means that love of the home is more stronger. That is why every time we are thinking, we go on for Hajj, we go on for Umrah, but we thinking of the family members, making calls all the time, and we are counting the days, making sure our tickets are confirmed, we want to get back again on our time. So it is that love. So like that, a person must have the love of Allah. And that person who counts the days, so to say, when will I return to Allah? When will I be back in the masjid again? And just like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, he saw with his own eyes, a child got lost in the Haram Sharif of Makkah. The child was crying profusely, madly. All mothers are mothers, they felt very pity for the child. Various mothers took the child and put it to their bosom. A white woman of Egypt, of Jordan, of Syria, of all those countries, beautiful woman, motherly figures, people who have got lot of experience, but the child just would not keep quiet. But when the child's own mother came, who was not a woman that was so beautiful, whose complexion was not so bright, but when she put the child to herself, the child immediately kept quiet. Like that we should feel when we come to the masjid, when we sit for tilawat, for zikrullah. But unfortunately, then we are counting pages, how many pages left for us to finish our supara. And then we are seeing how many tasbihs are left that I can now finish off and I can start doing my other work. So this to develop that love of Allah, that we enjoy these things, and even if we are doing other things, our heart is here. That is what Hazrat is speaking. And that person who hasn't got that, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, What a pity, what a sorrow on that heart that hasn't found the love of Allah. We can be making lot of ibadat, but without love. And this love is what is called ihsan, tasawwuf. Ihsan and tasawwuf, what is it? Which comes clearly in the hadith, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, to make Allah's ibadat as though you are seeing Allah. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. And if you can't seem to know that He is watching you. Very easy way to understand this. Students are in a class. The ustad is not there. We know what the noise will carry on. They will lie down, they will walk around, they will play pranks, they will do everything. But when they see the ustad coming from far, then immediately you see them. They're sitting on their place quietly. Now like angels they are. As if they never did anything wrong in their lives. They are sitting so well behaved. Why? Because they saw their ustad. Their ustad, his eyes are now on the class. So like that, if we have that, antabudullah ka'annaka tarahu, as though we are seeing our ustad, we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, that there is our ustad, Allah is watching us, then that person's whole condition will change. And if you can't reach that stage, that you are seeing Allah, then at least know, like that students, if they know, the ustad is not there, but he's got CCTVs, he's got cameras in the class, then they know he's watching us. Though he's not there, but they know he's watching us. That also will bring a great, great difference. So just like that, to develop just the presence of Allah in the heart. So one person makes namaz, and one, his heart is not even in the masjid, forgetting his namaz. His heart is somewhere else. And one person, he doesn't even know that Allah is watching me, that he is watching Allah, that he is making the namaz for Allah. His thoughts are in some cricket, in some soccer, in some business. And the person right next to him, that person has got concentration. Both are making the same namaz, but what a world of difference. So this is what has to be developed. That consciousness of Allah and the love of Allah. And Allah's love should really be natural. And very easy to develop Allah Ta'ala's love. Very, very easy. One is just think, who gave me my existence? Who gave me my eyes? Who gave me my business, my family, my car, my house, whatever I've got, who gave it to me? And if a person comes to reality, he will know none other but Allah. And a person who is so kind to you, and from our side, how disobedient aren't we? How unappreciative aren't we? Still Allah Ta'ala is giving us everything. So automatically you'll have love for such a being. Together with that, make little Allah zikr. Sit in the company of the pious. Make dua also. And see, you'll achieve it. With not long. Very quickly you will achieve it. It's not difficult. A person will get it. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. That person hasn't got any enjoyment of both the worlds. Forget this world. Even of Jannat, he won't have that. He won't have the enjoyment of Jannat, the real, the superb, the high enjoyment of Jannat. Who? Jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who hasn't got your love, O Allah, he hasn't got enjoyment of this dunya also. He won't have the best enjoyment of Jannat also. There are two people, two couples married. One is living in a posh house, the couple. But no love between them, fighting at one another's throats all the time. What enjoyment is in there? And another couple living in their backyard, in a little tin shanty, but they've got love for one another. They enjoy one another's company. What great enjoyment in that. So, one person making Allah's ibadat, but no love of Allah in his heart. It's just like that couple that are staying together for the sake of the children, for the sake of the family, for the sake of society. They're just staying together, but no enjoyment. And one person who is making his namaz and he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. So what enjoyment isn't in there? And then in Jannat also, which comes clearly, when the people will see Allah Ta'ala, at that time they will forget all the other enjoyments. And at that time of seeing Allah, like for example, there's some great man in this world. Great buzur, great alim. We all go and meet, he comes here now. Some of us are those people who know his life story. what sacrifices he made, how much khidmat of deen he did, how he helps up the poor people, all those things we know. And another person doesn't know, just know he's that great buzurg. So both see him, but the appreciation, both of them, is completely different. So like that, when we'll see Allah Ta'ala, those who, and this is the place, Dar-e Amal is this world, it's not Akhirah. Yeah, those who have taken the trouble to recognize Allah, and they have realized who Allah is, when they will see Allah, there will be a complete different enjoyment compared to those people who did not recognize Allah Ta'ala. They will see Allah Ta'ala, both here in this world, they see that same buzur. But the one recognizes him completely different, and the other one recognizes him. This weekend, Maulana Rashid Dabilia's wife passed away. Allah grant her jannat, grant all sabr. And when the child was just born, now that child will grow up, and the child, will it ever know? It will know, I've got a mother. My mother's name was this. My mother passed away when I was born. But will it know a mother? And another child, the mother brings up the child. And all the ups and downs which the mother and child go through, they go through with it all together. That child also knows what a mother is. This child will also say, I know mother. But can it ever know what a mother is? So like that, Allah Ta'ala, one is to know Allah Ta'ala. And one is also to know. But what kind of a knowing? So that is what a person has to acquire in life. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. Oh Allah, if you love us, when does a person get Allah's ma'rifat? When Allah loves that person. And Allah draws him. It's not we make Allah's zikr. Who have come here for majlis, mashallah, brothers who are spending their chilla here, it isn't we have come. میں آیا نہیں لایا گیا ہوں یہ قدم اٹھتے نہیں اٹھائے جاتے ہیں میں لاکھ سمجھا اسرار محبت میں نہیں سمجھا سمجھایا گیا ہوں سو دس یہ دس آل فرام اللہ سائڈ سو وین اللہ وانس لوز اے پرسن اللہ اوپنز دا ڈورز اینڈ ہی اسٹارٹس ناؤ گوئنگ ٹو اللہ تعالی اٹس ناٹ ریئلی فرام آور سائڈ ریئلی It is from Allah's side. And how to gain Allah's love, that He must love us, that He opens the doors for us. There are many of those things. And this is inabat. Just today I was hearing Hazrat state, Hazrat explains one time, in Saharanpur, when Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab, Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, the Shaykh of Hazrat Zakaria, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the commentator of Abu Dawood Sharif, Bazlul Majhud. He was the principal, he was the ustad of hadith. On one occasion, for some reason, Hazrat Shaykh was still a student, young boy, whatever little wrong they might have done, whatever. So he fastened him to a pillar and another student also, as punishment. So that other student told to Hazrat Maha Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I can't take this severity. This how you are punishing us, I can't take it. Open me up, I'll go and learn in some other madrasa. I don't want to stay in this madrasa. Hazrat Shaykh said, I'm happy. You keep me this way, I'll stay this way. The day when you open me up, that time then I'll be more happy also. But I'm quite happy, content. So these things are those turning moments in our lives. Many times a beggar comes to our door, comes to our shop, it can be the turning moment. How we deal with somebody, with our wife at times. Whether we shout and scream at her or whether we forgive her. Allah says, oh, you treated my bandi well. Hazrat Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali, other great buzurgs, just because they tolerated their wives, their whole turning point came in their lives. So these are those moments that a person has to look after. So, and this is when Allah gives us those chances. But anyway, aap chahe hame hai karam aapka. Oh Allah, if you love us, this is your kindness. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Otherwise, the truth is, where are we fit to be loved by Allah Ta'ala? When Allah loves and showers His love on a person, this is the mere soul, only kindness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this is one great aspect also of the tasawwuf of our Islam, that we have to realize I'm not worthy of anything whatsoever. whatever that Allah made me a human being, where was I worthy? Solely out of His mercy He made me a human being. He could make me into a swine, He could make me into a pig, there's a row of hours, He could put it in anything, in a tree, in a plant, in a little ant, a whatever else, but Allah made us as human beings. Then He made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed us with iman. This is all, how lot, and by if we think of this, and that we are not worthy, baghair koi bhi istihqaq ke. Mehaz, sirf or sirf aapki meherbani se. Now all this, then automatically we'll get the love of Allah. So we should make muraqabah of this. What ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given us. Sohbat ehle dil jisne paai na ho. And where does a person get all this? The company of ehle dil. Who are called ehle dil? We all got hearts. We are all ehle dil. But yet the biological heart is not referred to. A heart, the place of heart, the heart is the place of love. And really the love which has to be in the heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala. So those who have the love, the ma'rifat and the recognition, and the love of Allah, they are called ahle dil. So a person who sits in the company, he will also become like them. But a person who didn't get the company of ahle dil, of such pious people, when we say pious, our mind goes to lot of ibadat. But what it really means are those people who have got the love of Allah in their hearts. At this point, let us also understand that what is piety? Generally, the whole world, Muslims and even non-Muslims. And in the Muslims, Arabs, non-Arabs, everyone, ulama, non-ulama, we all regard piety as a person who makes lot of ibadat. That person we regard as a pious person, lot of nafil, lot of zikr, etc. But in the light of the Quran, the pious person, Allah says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The pious are only those people who have got taqwa, who stay away from guna. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable, akram, the most honorable, respected, noble amongst you, are those people who are the most muttaqi. So the more taqwa we got, the more we stay away from guna, that person is the most pious person. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, Ya Aba Huraira, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said to him, ittaqil maharim, stay away from haram things, takun a'badan nas. You will be the one who makes the most ibadat when you stay away from haram. So each one we must see that what haram is in my life. And be 100% sure there are still lot of harams in our lives. If we are not leaving out namaz, if we are leaving out, that's also haram. All those things we are making, all our ibadat. And if our clothing, many people are pious, but the beard is not right. So that person is in haram all the time. And the beard, to cut it or to trim it when it is less than one first length, both are totally haram. A person is in haram. Some people, just a little bit more, we shave it here on the side. It's gone lower, so that is also not correct. The beard, the person is in haram. The trouser, if it's below the ankle, we are in haram. If we got saved from all this, then there are so many people, then we fall into one very easy thing which shaitan comes, that I'm a pious person. Just to think I'm pious is a very big haram, which Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh explained so beautifully. Nek banna faraz hai. To become nek, to become righteous, is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think I am pious, this is haram. The minute a person thinks that I am pious now, I am all right now, that is totally, he's fallen into a very big haram. More bigger haram than the haram that we commit with our hands and legs when this thought comes. So this holier than thou attitude, I'm more pious than you. Those people are like that. To look down upon people. Or jealousy. This is a thing with so many pious people. Ulama have got jealousy in them. And until a person doesn't make effort, these things don't go. So there are so many harams which are in our lives. You know, well, we everything else is all right, but there is a female servant, domestic servant in the house, without any thought, no parda from her. Eh? We don't even make toba, we don't even take any precaution. We talk freely to her, though we don't mean anything, but it is haram. Eh? And we don't realize how many places there are male workers in the house. And the females, they don't think anything about it. It is also haram. In the workplace, our secretary or somebody is a female, and we are talking to her, perhaps even joking with her, we are in haram. We don't realize it. We are going around our normal world, driving, walking, our eyes falling on women, unintentionally also, but we don't make tawbah istighfar, and sometimes the second glance falls, and some thoughts also come of that woman, and we hardly made tawbah, we are in haram. Right? So how lot, where and where it is, our business dealings, eh? We spoke to somebody, we don't know whose feelings we hurt. And in our talking, especially at home, with our house people, wife, children, workers, how many times we accuse them, you said this, you did that, whereas they didn't do it. How many harams we are falling in. So what is piety? To become conscious of this and come out of all these harams. And the more taqwa a person has got, the more greater wali of Allah Ta'ala. So wilayat is not what ibadat. Wilayat is what staying away from sin. So that if we can get into us and understand that. Now Ramzan Sharif is coming. Lot of us have perhaps thought also, I'm going to make 2 khatams, 3 khatams, 5 khatams. So much ibadat, nafil, I'm going to get up this time for tahajjud. But how many of us thought, I'm going to give up this guna in this Ramzan? That guna I'm going to give up from this Ramzan. Whereas piety is to give up guna. Piety is not kasrata ibadat. Many of us have made plans, noble it is, we're going for umrah in Ramzan. All those things. Or we're going by our sheikh. But what is the purpose also of going to the sheikh? Not ibadat, but to give up guna. That is the most important thing. So that is, so if a person hasn't got the company of Ahlullah, sohbat ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, a person who hasn't got the company of those people who have got the love of Allah in their heart, uska gham, gham nahi, uska dil, dil nahi. He might think he's got love of Allah, but it isn't love. He's thinking. Or his heart is not yet a heart. And this comes when a person stays in the company of Ahlullah. If a person wants to become righteous, pious, a Sufi, and he goes and buy a whole stack of kitabs on tasawwuf, that I'm going to study these kitabs and I'll become a Sufi, he won't become. If a person wants to become a Maulana, and he goes buy all the kitabs, and he says, now I'm locking myself in my room, 5 years I'm going to study all these kitabs, and I'll be a Maulana. Nobody will recognize him as a Maulana. Mm-hmm. But when he goes and sits in the Maulana's class, and he goes through the course, then he'll be recognized as a Maulana. Otherwise, just studying on his own, he won't be recognized. So the same way, the tasawwuf won't come from studying kitabs. When you'll stay with some buzur, reasonable, his color has come onto you, your life has changed, then you'll be also recognized. And always, those have been recognized in every field who stayed with great people of that same field. Whether it is medicine also, whether it's engineering also, if somebody, a doctor, he studied on his own, he locked himself up in a room 6-7 years with all the medical books, and then he came out, he says, now there's no doctor in the world that can compare with me. And you need an operation, something in your throat, and he has to cut your throat. And you say, okay, this doctor here, he's claiming that he's the greatest doctor in the world. And when you find out, he didn't learn how to operate from other doctors. He never went in an operating room. He just studied in books all the time. Then the example will be like that. When one patient went to the doctor, he was very nervous, very tense. The doctor asked him, what's wrong? So he says, this is my first operation. And I'm very worried, very tense. So doctor said, don't worry, it's my first operation also. This is my first operation also I'm going to do. But anyway, if he is going to do his first operation when he didn't, under other doctors, he didn't learn how to operate. And then, if you give yourself to him, you're more stupid than that doctor also. So like that, you cannot get all this from books. It comes from the people. It not only deen, even dunya's things. Ordinary, simple things also of dunya. You learn it from other people. Just making a roti also. You won't learn from books how to make a roti. That girl will learn from her mother, from her auntie, from her sister. And if she wants to make it, learning from her some the books, she won't make a round, she won't even make a square roti. She'll make it of such a shape that maths also haven't got a name for that shape. She'll make such a roti. But if you learn from a person without even opening one book, and in a few days learning under your mother, your sister, your auntie, you will learn how to make a roti. So all these things has to come. But when it comes to deen, then we have a problem. We can't seem to understand it. And we don't need anybody above us. We can do it ourselves. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho. That place where, oh Allah, I don't get your clothes. This is the important thing. Whether you go to a Darul Uloom, you go in Jamaat, you go to the Khanqa, wherever. If you are not getting Allah's closeness in that, then ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Then though it is a good thing, it is a station to reach Allah, but that's not my station. Hey, if we are not getting Allah, whether we are becoming alims, and we have finished Bukhari, but we haven't found Allah, then we are not in the right place. In other words, we haven't got the right, what is Darul Uloom? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Darul Uloom, dil ke tarapne ka naam hai. Darul Uloom, dil ke jalne ka naam hai. In which you complete and annihilate your desires of this dunya, and you get the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So whatever it is, whether we in Jamaat or even in a Khanqa, but if we're not getting the closeness of Allah, we're not in the right place. So what is the thing? We have to find the closeness of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, and going closer towards Allah ta'ala, then we are in the right place. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. And why don't we find Allah? Whether we in Jamaat, whether we in the Darul Uloom, whether we in Khanqa, whether we in Jihad, all these places are those places where we should find Allah. But why don't we find Allah? When we put our heart to things which besides Allah. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. We are all listening to the bayan, but if somebody is thinking of his home now, not even listening yet. His ears are here, but his heart is at home. What is my wife doing? What are my children doing? What is happening here, etc. So our heart is somewhere else. So if we are doing that, we're making zikr, we're making tilawat, taraweeh is carrying on. Quran Sharif is being recited, and normally, mashallah, good reciters, good Quran Sharif, which we ourselves, we can't read such good Quran Sharif. But our heart is not there. Our heart is in the watch. When is he going to finish? This rakat, he took so long. That rakat is taking so long. If that is our case, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہی جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. That person hasn't got, he doesn't carry the enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. So we have to learn to practice to put our heart into our things, into our ibadat, into what we are doing. Then we will find Allah Ta'ala. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. When a person will do this, he'll come to that stage. But oh Allah, I'm only yours. I'm not nobody else's. Nothing else in my life. It's me, it's you. I love you. Dono janib se ishaare ho chuke. Hum tumhare, tum hamare ho chuke. The eyes have met from both sides. I'm yours, you mine. Now you have found Allah Ta'ala. And now when that condition comes of a person and he enjoys his ibadat like that, then he will get the closeness. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. No woman in my life, even my wife, she's my wife, but you gave her to me. And that you gave her to me, and I love her also. But I love her also as long as it is in your obedience. When it's in your disobedience, then also I will reprimand her. Then also I won't tolerate that. So I haven't made her my God, that I listen to her and want to please her and I displease you. You are my Allah. And you gave me this wife, you gave me this children, but all within your obedience, not in your disobedience. And so, and of course, another woman is out of the question. That is totally haram. Koi nahmil nahi, no position also. Whether it is whatever position, but that position also, if it entails some haram, I'll throw away that position. Only that position is acceptable to me, which is within the confines and limits of your obedience. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange dohal. Hazrat says, I'm saying this at the top of my voice. Bang, we call a muazzin, commonly bangi. Now it has become a derogatory term. It's basically not a derogatory term. But bang means to shout, to call out. And a bangi shouts out. He calls out the azan. That's why he's called a bangi. So bang and dohal, the drum. When you beat on the drum. So at the top of your power, you are beating on the drum. In other words, very loudly and clearly, Hazrat says, I'm saying this, Behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That the sea of love of Allah Ta'ala, there is no shore that it has got. You can go on and on. The love of Allah's ma'rifat will never, Allah is infinite. You'll never end in the ma'rifat of Allah, so never will you end in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why a salik, a sufi, a true, genuine person will never become mad also. In this dunya, whatever you crave for, you reach the end of it. Now what to do? And then you see, people commit suicide. They wanted to make money. They made lot of money. They wanted women. They got lot of women. They wanted to go and travel. They travel lot. Now what next? Now there's no more anything. So then boredom sets in. And then they commit suicide also. But with Allah Ta'ala, Allah is infinite. You'll never reach the end. So you can never ever say, now what next? But there is no next because the sea of the love of Allah has got no shore also. So this is, we can see what great lesson Allah Hazrat has given us in this poem. And it also shows us, if Allah gives us the tawfiq to recognize who Hazrat is. From Hazrat's poems and writings, we can recognize and understand. Otherwise, those of us who don't, Hazrat has come many times, and we make dua, Hazrat comes again. But if we haven't recognized the Hazrat, we'll say, oh, this is that same, people go mad for him, I don't know why they go mad for him, I don't see anything in him. It doesn't appeal. But those who have recognized Hazrat, they will know that how they will go mad for Hazrat. Because what Allah has blessed him. Otherwise, if we haven't got the eyes to see, he's just a man like any other man. And in fact, he's a bit sickly also. He's a bit, he's paralyzed little bit also. So what is in him? I don't see anything. But when we know from, and you can make this out. So in the same way, understand with Allah Ta'ala. All of us, we believe in Allah. But for many of us, Allah, it doesn't mean anything in our lives. The azmat, the greatness, the respect, the love of Allah is not in our hearts because we haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We'll just a little bit, there isn't much time. One is, Ramzan Sharif is coming, and mashallah, some brothers are already sitting for itikaf. So what is the object of itikaf? In various khanqas, there are various objects. Many places it's lot of ibadat. So there you go with that I'm going to make so much ibadat. Many places it's zikr, ma'amulats, etc. All these things, this of our Islam, which we call tasawwuf, piri, muridi, khanqa line. Many people have totally misunderstood it, the wrong things. One person in Pakistan is writing a PhD, he's doing his thesis on the Khanqa. So he went to our Hazrat's Khanqa in Lahore, forgetting his name who was there. So he said, I want to come and interview you, I'm writing a PhD. So the first thing when he came there, he asked, where's the Qabr? Because if they can't conceive, there can't be a Khanqa without not one Qabr, many Qabrs. And then, when do the people come make tawaf of the qabr? When do they make sajda to the qabr? So people who got that is tasawwuf in their mind. They are completely in the wrong direction. And unfortunately, this is the most common concept of tasawwuf. In fact, the West, America, etc., and all their cronies, they are promoting Sufism in the world. But what do they mean by Sufism? Is the same thing. That qabr worship, etc., all shirk and rusumat, all these things. So that is not tasawwuf. That is totally haram. So in their mind, and it is for this reason that most of the Arab ulama also are against tasawwuf. Because in their mind, this is what is called tasawwuf. So naturally, that type of tasawwuf, we also say it's totally haram. There is no place for such tasawwuf in Islam. In Islam, there is no place for that tasawwuf. So that is not being meant. Then if we come to the Ahle Haqq, many of us, in many of our righteous people, they also, the means they have made the object. Zikr, sohbat, all these things, these are all the means. But what is the object? That you become a righteous person. You observe every command of Allah and you observe that command correctly. That is all what tasawwuf is. And when a person understands that, then it's totally acceptable. Like for example, a father tells his son, grown up son, the brakes of the car are not right. So he says, yes, Dad, Abba, I also saw it. And I think it has to be fixed up. So the father tells him, take it to the mechanic. They say, Because he wants to go and see a sports game. He wants to go and do something else. Now he say, now what he'll say? That mechanic is no good. He doesn't do a good job. He overcharges. What is it? When the brakes have to be fixed up. That he also agrees. But going to the mechanic, that's a problem. So if we are told that you have to bring concentration in your namaz, this is right. It's right. You must bring concentration. You must be truthful. You must be loyal to your wife. It is. So go to the khanqa to get. What must I go do in the khanqa? The same thing. That is what we have to come and acquire there. Or the father sees that my son, his eyes are not on his wife. His eyes are on his brother's wife. Looking at his sister-in-law all the time. So he realizes a big problem. So he tells the son. Son says, yeah, but I can't help it. My emotions are not. So when he tells him, now go and have it fixed up. Go to the khanqa, go in jamaat, etc. Then he has got a problem with that. So this is the same thing. That's what is wrong with us. Father tells the son, the indicators of the car are not working right. When you put the right side on, the left side indicators go on. So the son said, yes, Abba, I also saw I nearly died. When the indicators went the wrong side, the car from the front or back nearly came right in me because they understood wrongly. The wrong side indicators went. So the father says, take it to the auto electrician. Then again, I must take it now there, I must go sit there and all that. That he doesn't like to go there. He doesn't want to do it for some reason. So the same way, if our eyes are not falling on our wives, they're going on the neighbor's wife. Or they're going on the brother's wife or somebody else's. So our indicators are also gone wrong. And then we say, now go to the khanqa, go and fix up your indicators. Then we got a problem with that. So it is just nafs that doesn't want to allow us, that to accept what we have to be doing to correct ourselves. Whatever weaknesses, as we are sitting, many of us realize our weaknesses. And also, if you go to the mechanic and you don't tell him what is wrong with the car, he asks you, how's your car? Oh, very good, my car, no problem. He won't even tell you to bring in your car. What you have to do when you go? You have to tell what you're weak. You go to the doctor, doctor asks you, how are you? No, I'm very well. Why you came? No, just to see you. You don't say that my wife sent me, I've got this problem, I just came and see you, and how are you, doctor? You okay? So how is that person's ilaj going to be done? When a person comes, take your treatment. Ittila is the one of the first things in the khanqa. To inform. There is not confession. Confession is you are just saying, I did this wrong, and the priest must forgive you. This is not, you are saying, I've got this weakness, it has to be remedied. And many of us, we hide our weaknesses. So when you hide your weakness, it won't get remedied. And there are many, you can treat it yourself. If it gets remedied, very good. But if it doesn't, for every headache you don't go to the doctor. Every stomachache you don't go to the doctor. You have a little flu, a little running nose, you don't go to the doctor. But you tried everything, your panados, your mad lemon, everything still not coming right. Now you say, I have to go to the doctor now. And then doctor will give you treatment. And then tell all your weaknesses to the, all your problems. So that is, when we come to the khanqa, Ramzan, which Quran Sharif says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, إيمان توف رمضان كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. And the whole purpose of this is not لكثرة العبادة, but is لعلكم تتقون. The month of Ramadan really is that taqwa must come into us. Allah has made this rosas faras upon us, gave us the month of Ramadan, gave us Quran Sharif, so that taqwa comes into us. And really, if we want to, we should measure ourselves. Beginning of Ramzan, many of us will weigh ourselves. And end of Ramzan, we weigh ourselves again. So what have we gained or what have we lost? So also spiritually weigh ourselves. What was my taqwa level before Ramzan? And what is my taqwa level after Ramzan? Okay? And then again weigh after a month again. And see after a month out of Ramzan, what is my taqwa level again? We will sit for itikaf. And for 1 month, we don't see any woman. Yeah, in the masjid, alhamdulillah, there are no women. We must make shukr. Some masjids, even the cleanest of the masjid, are women also. And they are non-Muslims. They don't even know about the monthlies. And in that state also, they are coming in the masjid. And the people who are running the masjid, they are happy. We're doing a great service of deen. But they are paying those women to come in the masjid when they are in their monthlies also. And yet it is deen's khidmat. So to understand these things, to stay away from these gunas, this taqwa is a very far-reaching thing, to understand all this. So anyway, alhamdulillah, there are no, we won't see any human here. So if we dip it, when we go out from here, then we have to see what is our condition again. So Allah has given us this i'tikaf, whether it's for 10 days, 30 days, 40 days, then the month of Ramadan, then an environment of piety. Like now, mashallah, all of us who are here, for what have we come? We have come here for our Islam. So, and Allah regards people as according to their intention. And Allah shows, makes it manifest also. In Dioban, when we were studying, ourselves also, other students also, when they come to the station, they haven't still taken admission in Darul Uloom also. But already they just get off the train, and all the porters shouting, Mauli Sahab, idhar aaye, Mauli Sahab, idhar aaye. He's far from being a Mauli Sahab, but already he's got the title. So Allah Ta'ala makes it that way. A person who goes for Hajj, you come to, not even to Jeddah. Before that you are going via Dubai or anywhere else. Everywhere, Haji Sahab, Haji Sahab. You are not yet Haji Sahab, but you already got the title. And in that condition, even if you have to pass away, you are counted by Allah as Haji Sahab. A person who is becoming a Hafiz will be counted as a Hafiz. So a person who is coming here for his Islah and to get the Marifat of Allah, Allah counts him amongst those people. So if you are sitting, which this example Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali gives, which our Shaykh explained many times, that where there is a gathering of this type, where all our niyat is for the sake of deen, for our Islah, for closeness to Allah Ta'ala, and we are all believers, alhamdulillah. So everyone has come with his lamp of iman and his niyat, whatever type of niyat he has got. So some of us, our globe is of 15 watts. Somebody is 100, somebody is 200, somebody is 1,000, somebody is a 2,000. And we know if this actual lights were here, everyone has got a light like that. So that light can, you can see it's a dim or bright light. But the minute it comes in the environment, now you can't say this light is of that globe, of that globe, this light is of that globe. It all mixes and it makes one environment. So like that, when we come in a gathering like that, and when it is the month of Ramadan, Allah, from Allah's side also, Allah's rahmat, etc. So we are all in that environment. When we are in an environment where Quran Sharif is being recited, namazes are being made, and it is the house of Allah, and all this piety, we are in that environment. And like the same with Makkah Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, the Anwarat are 100% contained there. Till today they are there. It is a complete different place, Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, and especially the Haramain themselves. The whole of Makkah, the whole of Madinah, and then the Haramain itself, it's completely different. And those Anwarat and Barakat are there. If our eyes are open and our heart is open, we get the full benefit of it. But if that is closed, we will go there and we won't get that benefit. So the month of Ramadan is coming with all its barakat, and in great force and power it is coming. If we can just prepare ourselves and our hearts are open, our eyes, ears are open, and we can take this, well, at the end of Ramadan a person will feel, like when the month of December comes, one shopkeeper is that, he's your manager, and when you go and check up that how is his business in this shop of yours, and you see a board on the wall, on the door, gone for fishing. Now from the 15th of December till end of December, 15 days gone for fishing. So the month of December is there. The customers are coming to the door, but the door is closed. So what will that person know what is December month? He won't know. One person prepared long before. He stocked up. He advertised. He packed his goods. Everything. He's got his salesmen in order. Everything. That person will know what is the month of December. So the month of Ramadan is coming. But if we in the month of Ramadan, we are going to play Monopoly. We are going to go watch cricket. We are going to play some other sports. We are going to pass our time somewhere else. Then the month of Ramadan, what will we benefit? But if a person prepares for it, and the main preparation is this istidad, this preparation, that to give up sins, that is the main thing. And for that is ibadah, make tilawat also, make dhikrullah also, sit in i'tikaf also. All that, the main thing is that we give up sins. And if a person can list his sins, that is at least a starting point, that what are my weaknesses. And a person who doesn't find sin in his life is the most weakest. He is the most sinful, a person who has become a khuda already, that he is free of sin. That if he feels that I haven't got any sin, that person is in the most dangerous position. And a person who sees himself full of sin, that person, inshallah. But then start pinpointing our weaknesses and try and improve them. And by the end of Ramadan, if we see, we could take out a few of our bad habits, a few of our sins. And even if it's just one or two, in a little while, if a person is on the right path, he will achieve great, great things. So that is the main thing. And there then, there are adab also, the respects, the etiquettes also, all that we should see. And then also, with regard to the Shaykh, Hazrat Ahmed Barakatum says that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to say that whoever comes to his khanqa, who comes for tarbiyat, for islah, he regards that person as his najat, his salvation. Because this person has come to make his islah. That person has come. Many people say that what is ba'at, when they want to become ba'at, mujhe Allah ka naam sikha do. Teach me how must I take my Allah's name. Mujhe Allah ki muhabbat sikha do. Teach me the love of Allah. So just that niyat of that person, he might be a person maybe in jeans still, without a beard also, but that talab has come in him, he's very honorable by Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, I myself also, according to all my elders, that whoever comes for the islah, whoever comes to my majalis, I regard them as my source of salvation. But that is from the Shaykh's side. Then from the murid side, the more he has got i'tiqad, the more he has got love of his Shaykh, the more he listens to his Shaykh, and he has got that love and i'tiqad, that person will benefit more. And a person who hasn't got that, that person's benefit will be accordingly. So every person, so when we come here also, if we, the more we have that in us, that, and like Hadrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that if the greatest of awliya can come, my eyes will be only on my Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. Junaid Baghdadi can come, Ghazali can come, and Junaid Maulana Room Rahmatullah Ali can come. All of them can be sitting, but I won't look at any of them. I'll look at my Shaykh. That is when a person, if for example, you are there, your brother looks much more better than you, he's much more wealthier than you, but your wife only looks at you, doesn't even look at your brother, doesn't look at anyone else, whoever it is, only looks at you, how much more love won't you have for her? So the adab of the Shaykh, which is also very, very important, when that will come into us also, according to that, we will also benefit. Wahdat-e-matlab, that you have istikhlas, that everything else you cut off. You only, this one thing which you are devoted to. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Fazail al-Zikr that there was one alim who was a great alim doing a lot of work of deed. He was a mufti also, used to give fatwas, writing kitabs, giving bayans, all great work. But he himself realized, I'm doing all this, which is all very good, but I still haven't got my contact with Allah. A proper living contact with Allah I haven't got. So he went to the Shaykh of that city, of that place, and he told him, I've come to you so that you join me, connect me to Allah Ta'ala. So he said, very good, stay here one chilla. And he gave him what to do. And when he put him in the Khanka, all the people became very angry. That what kind of a Shaykh is this? They called him a Zindiq, a Kafir in fact, the Shaykh. That he has stopped this great alim from all his dini work. Stopped him from giving fatwa, stopped him from giving bayan, stopped him from imamat, stopped him from bayan. Can this be a Shaykh? He's not even a Muslim, this person. He's an enemy of Islam. He stopped him. Then the Shaykh was carrying on and doing at some time tilawat of Quran Sharif. The Shaykh stopped him from that also. Then what to say, what and what the people told. That you call this a Shaykh who stops you from Quran Sharif tilawat also. But he made him only make zikr. And what was he doing? Washing his heart, polishing his heart, shining his heart. When he finished his 40 days, and now he had got a great treasure in his heart, the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah. Now when he opened Quran Sharif, it was completely different. It wasn't that same Quran that he was reading before. Now he benefited tremendously from the Quran. Now when he went and gave his first bayan, the whole gathering in that one bayan became all awliya. So if we have got something in us, so this is what we have to develop. When we come here, try and develop these things. It's not just to pass. And also let us remember, no use counting the days. It's not going to make any change in it. It won't bring the end of the 40 days more earlier, or the end of the 50 days. Our Ramzan timetable, where we, many of us have put up our timetables, perhaps on the fridge, back of the door, we bought those markers also, bold markers. So that we scratch out the days, that the day mustn't come back by mistake again. The day won't come back, and we don't even have to mark it all. The thing is, what are we doing in that? If we are going from here to Durban, you are traveling, your journey will come to an end. But how much are you making your journey enjoyable? The beautiful scenery, recognition of Allah, all those things, and make the journey beautiful. Our journey of our life, journey of Ramzan, is going to pass. Whether we are going to count the miles and count the dates and the days, or we don't count it, it is going to pass. But have I done what I had to do? My basic things, tilawat, zikr, etc. More than that, giving up of guna, is that coming in me? The hatred of guna, the dislike of guna. At the moment, we still have got great love of the gunas that we are committing. So we don't even want to think of giving them up. How can I live a life without these gunas of mine? Whether they are even to the level of sports. That my sports, everything else I can give up, but my sports don't tell me anything about giving up my sports. Whatever it is in our lives, we don't want to give it up. We don't want to identify it, and we don't want to give it up. So if we don't even make the niyat, how are we going to? So for this, if we can spend our Ramadan correctly, inshallah we'll get a very great treasure, and it will last forever. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq. I spent my chilla by my Shaykh, and I haven't got words to explain. And as the days go, the more you realize what the benefits of the chilla are. So if we spend our chilla, and Allah gives us the tawfiq, and we spend it correctly, wallah, the treasure we will get in that one chilla. This is a zamana, we are weak, and Allah has made it very easy. Spend your one chilla correctly, and inshallah see what great, great treasures we will get. May Allah give us all tawfiq, make it easy, and accept it from all of us, inshallah.
Ey mere data, ey mere malik, ey mere maula, ey mere wali, shahanshahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali, shan teri har an nahi hai, gaha jamali, gaha jalali, وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں میں ہی سب سے برا ہوں خلق میں میں ہی سب سے برا ہوں. کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا. کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. ذکر کی اب توفیق ہو یا رب کام کا یہ ناکام ہو تیرا. ذکر کی اب توفیق ہو یا رب کام کا یہ ناکام ہو تیرا. قلب میں ہر دم یاد ہو تیری قلب میں ہر دم یاد ہو تیری. لب پہ ہمیشہ نام ہو تیرا لب پہ ہمیشہ نام ہو تیرا. تجھ سے بہت رہتا ہے گریزاں اب دل وحشی رام ہو تیرا. مجھ کو اب استقلال عطا کر پختہ بس اب یہ خام ہو تیرا پختہ بس اب یہ خام ہو تیرا. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. ذکر تیرا کر کے الہی دور کروں میں دل کی سیاہی. چھوڑ کے حب مالی وہ جاہی اب تو کروں بس فقر میں شاہی. شام و سحر ہے شغل مناہی میرے گناہ لا متناہی. کس سے کہوں میں اپنی تباہی کس سے کہوں میں اپنی تباہی. تو ہی میری کر پشت پناہی تو ہی میری کر پشت پناہی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. چلتے لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ. دیدائے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالو تیرا تصور ایسا جمالو قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ 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 لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ